Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Chris Carter of the Post-Gazette joins us now for his weekly matchup segment. You can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. This Sunday, you can stream the Bengals at the Steelers live at 1 p.m. Then you can stay for the premiere of the new season of the hit original series, Landman, all on Paramount Plus. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Good morning, Chris. How you doing, buddy?
Morning, fellas. How we doing?
Oh, we're great. What a weekend. What a weekend. Have you delved into the Pitt-Notre Dame matchup?
A little bit. I honestly haven't had much time to look at it. I've just been so busy this week, just trying to get things done, the week-to-week jobs of just all the analysis and stuff. But I'm excited just to have it on Saturday. It's great that it's a noon game. I love noon kickoffs. Shout out to everyone that gets to cover a noon game, because those are definitely the best ones, because as soon as you finish, you're like, man, I have the whole evening ahead of me. Like, this is wonderful.
It is. I think it's a great fan experience, too, the noon kickoffs.
Yes. Like,
when I was in college, everyone wanted the night games because you drink all day and you get to act a fool, and then you go to bed after the game. In our advanced ages now, noon, you get it out of the way, and then I can still mow my lawn and rake my leaves and things of that nature.
Yeah.
All right, Chris.
Exactly.
We'll talk about the 1 p.m. kick between the Steelers and Bengals. The Bengals defense is ass, and it's ass in just about every single statistical category. Do you think this could be a Jalen Warren game, or do you think it's, hey, Rodgers, you sling the thing 65% of the time?
Yes. It needs to be everyone. This needs to be where everyone eats. They're efficient at all sides, and they figure things out, and this is the build up ramp to getting ready to play your gauntlet that's coming in a few weeks. Because even the Bears game, I think, is another chance for them to keep building up towards that. But this needs to be a week where the O-line protects Aaron Rodgers well, where they open up a lot of holes for Jalen Warren and Kenneth Gainwell and Caleb Johnson. Adam and Doran, the Bengals aren't just a terrible defense. They're historically bad. Yeah. Like, people make the joke because Juan Thornhill said that they were going to be the greatest. The Steelers' defense is going to be the greatest of all time. And Ben Thomas said they could be historic. They're like, oh, they're historically bad. No, the Steelers' defense has just been kind of mid this year. The Bengals' defense is actually historically bad. Like, they literally are on pace to have the most yards given up per game in 25 years. That is historically bad. And I talked about this on our Crossover Thursday with Jake Lisco of Locked On Bengals. But, like, they're last in points allowed, last in yards allowed, last in rushing yards allowed, last in yards per play, last in third and long deep defense, last in expected points, last in time of possession. And the Steelers are terrible at time of possession. But the one team worse than them is the Bengals. This needs to be a week where everybody eats. I don't care how you do it. Get it done.
Chris, what do you expect out of the Steelers' defense? Do you expect any changes from the last outing against the Cincinnati Bengals? How do they defend Ja'Marr Chase this time around? Do you expect anything different?
Absolutely, I expect something different because they've been different since that game, and really since the Packers game, because they tried it again against Green Bay. But if you look at just the numbers, when I look at sports information systems and they do tendency charts and what the Steelers like to call, and from like week one to week eight or so, you can see the Steelers calling a lot, like a higher rate of one high safety shell looks, where you know it's either cover three or cover one man, and they're trying to set things up that way because they wanted to have plays where their cornerbacks that they really believed in could be on islands and they could just win, and that would set up the pass rush and they could be aggressive in other ways. They have basically abandoned that. In the last two games, even though they lost to the Chargers, I thought it was still a sound plan. They've basically gone like 70% two high safety shells to 30% one high safety shells. And what that does is they're still switching some of those to cover one looks to disguise them, but more often than not, they are putting both Jalen Ramsey, who's their new free safety, and Kyle Duggar as strong safety as the deep safety guys. And what it's doing is it's allowing those underneath cornerbacks and cover guys to say, hey, we're just going to be really aggressive in taking away these first reads. We're going to do everything we can so that this quarterback cannot successfully get this ball off underneath for a quick, easy pass in 2 seconds. And that's allowed the Steelers to get back-to-back weeks where they've sacked the quarterback at least five times. And so if they do that in this game and they don't allow Chase and Higgins to get loose early and Joe Flacco has to throw it into traffic a lot, it's going to cause more problems. They also have to stop the run, whereas the Bengals have the fewest rushing yards per game of any offense. They have the eighth best explosion rate of on run plays because Chase Brown has been able to hit some holes. If they can stop the run and just take away the quick passes, it's going to allow this pass rush to eat, and that's the thing that didn't get to happen enough the first time around.
Chris Carter, host of the Locked On Steelers podcast. And, of course, he from the Post-Gazette joining us here. You can text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Injury questions. Are you expecting James Pierre to be playing in place of Darius Slay, who's still in concussion protocol? And do you expect Highsmith, Broderick Jones? Give us a rundown of the injuries and how they might affect gameplay.
I feel like Broderick Jones is expected. Alex Highsmith spoke yesterday and said that he feels like he'll be good to go. I think Broderick, he seemed to ramp up. He went to limited yesterday. I think it's a good sign. Let's see if he ramps up to full today. Alex Highsmith, another guy you got to watch. But the way he was talking, it seems like if there's not a setback, he should be fine. I think they want him out there. Darius Slay, I just don't know because the concussion protocol is very tricky. But honestly, I feel like there's a chance for the Steelers to be like, hey, Darius, even if you're healthy, let's give you a week to come back here, because James Pierre has played very well for the Steelers. And granted, in limited spots, but he has been targeted 12 times this year, and he's broken up the pass six times. Man. Half the times that he's been thrown at, he gets his hands on the football. And he's a long, tall quarterback at 6'1", 6'2", like Joey Porter Jr. Both of these guys could be suited to be, say, hey, you know what? Be aggressive underneath. Don't get called for defensive pass interference, but be aggressive underneath. Don't let these guys bully you off the ball and know that you got safety help, because this week we're running more two high safety shells. You know that Ramsey has your back. You know that Duggar has your back. You know that someone else might be coming over the top. That's where I think that this could be a little bit different. And if Pierre's in there, I think that's a difference maker. I know a lot of people bang on Broderick Jones. And listen, last week he just absolutely deserved it. But I think when he's in the lineup and Isaac Seumalo's in the lineup, he looks like he'll be fine. That offensive line collectively plays better. They need to continue building their continuity. I think that's important. Slay is the one I think is least likely of the three unit.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Chris, earlier in the week, there was talks about Mike Tomlin and a possible trade with Mike Tomlin, and the Giants, the New York Giants name was brought up. Do you put any credence into that? Do you think that that could actually be a possibility if this season does go down the drain?
I doubt it. I think that down the drain is different. Like if they lost out,
yeah,
that would change because like the Steelers just don't allow that to happen historically. Whether it's Mike Tomlin or Bill Cowher had some 6-10 seasons, which were pretty bad. But like if the Steelers finish the season 5-12, yeah, 5-12, or six and 11, then it'd be time to like, okay, well, this one kind of fell out. Could we trade Mike Tomlin and get a first round pick for that? Maybe, but I think at the end of the day, the Steelers also recognize that like historically, the teams that trade away great coaches or good coaches don't exactly win those trades too often. I think back to Bill Parcells. I think back to Bill Belichick. I think back to John Gruden. Even though John Gruden, I think, did great after his 1 year in Tampa Bay, he went to Tampa Bay and then beat the team that traded him away. And so I think that historically, like, it doesn't always work. But I'll say this. If they do fall apart this year and you see, like, a bit of, like, you know, a lot of mutiny at the end of the year where, you know, even Watt and Cam Hayward are kind of like, I don't know what we're doing here, that's when it's like, okay, then it's time to move on from Tomlin, you know, because that's the thing, he's never allowed. Even though it's kind of weird, it's like, hey, it's one losing season, he's gone. That's where I'd be like, hey, this is the line. Because even in Cowher's bad years, the thing that the Rooney's always hung on to is, hey, he didn't lose the locker room. And Tomlin's never lost the locker room either. That's why he's still there. But if someone comes a calling and says, we'll give you a first for Mike Tomlin, that's tough to pass up considering the quarterback opportunities that you have over the next 2 years. Even if you don't want to do it this year, I honestly think next year could even be a crazier quarterback market than what you see this time around.
Yes. The quarterback class.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Chris, is Rodgers cooked?
I don't think so yet. I think there's very much things that he has in his arsenal. I think he had a bad game. I also think, what's his face? The guy used to snatch chains. Aqib Talib. Aqib Talib was on a show, and I couldn't remember his name for nothing. But he was on a show, and he was talking about this.
I just love how you got from point A to point B, though, Chris. That's outstanding. And
it's just, I was like, that's all I remembered hearing from him. He was a very good cornerback. I should have respected that more. But Aqib Talib was on a show and he was bringing up, like, guys, he's like, do you know that Jim Harbaugh, like, historically has Aaron Rodgers' number? And I'm like, I would not let this be the thing that makes you think that it's over yet. He's like, I'm not saying it's not, but he was just kind of like, I'm like, the Steelers are still a first place team. They're still a 5-win team right now. And they played some really good teams. They've beaten some really good teams. I'm not really all out on them yet. But this needs to be a week where he reminds you, okay, the time that I dropped 30 on these guys and we lost, I can do that again when we win. And so I think if he does that today, it puts a lot of that to rest. But I do think what happened is you got to see what happens when Aaron Rodgers is rattled. Like early on, Broderick Jones didn't give up a sack in the last game, but he gave up several pressures that kind of rattled
Aaron
Rodgers. And took him out of the game. The safety was purely because he thought pressure was coming because it had been coming. And then he looked and he was like, okay, pressure's not coming. Oh, wait, I kind of ran myself into Khalil Mack and it's a safety now. And so I think there's things that the Steelers have to kind of game plan for. Like, hey, we have to keep Aaron Rodgers out of these situations because he's not prime Aaron Rodgers that can get himself out of spots that he might mistake himself into. So that's why running the football makes a lot of sense. That's why putting Jalen Warren on third down makes a lot of sense, especially because he can help in pass pro and in the pass game. But I think also that the thing is that's good, it's a good sign in the Aaron Rodgers is there are a lot of plays that we've seen him make, like the missed corner route to Jonnu Smith. You got to hit that. And he has hit those plays several times this year. If he can hit those, it changes everything. If he hits those in this game, if he hits Jonnu Smith, if he hits Kenneth Gainwell on three or four plays that he just either didn't see him or he missed him entirely, I think it changes the trajectory of that game because they probably get in the end zone a few times, and then it gives the defense some support. That's what has to happen this week against a historically bad defense. This offense has to get to work, and Aaron Rodgers has to be Aaron Rodgers. And if it doesn't happen this week, if they win 13-3, or something like that, or if they lose and the offense doesn't put up, you know, 30 plus points, that would be the first really bad sign for this season that I've seen. I thought all the other losses, Thursday Night Football, fine. Chargers are a good team. Packers are a good team. Seahawks, we now see, is a good team. Like, okay, cool. Those make sense. But you lose to this team at home when you've had chances to adjust and you've made adjustments, then it's like, okay, what's really about to go on here, because the gauntlet's coming in 2 weeks.
Chris, excellent stuff as always, man. We look forward to it every week, and we will talk to you next Friday.
Thanks, fellas. Have a good weekend.
Thanks, Chris.
Host of the Locked On Steelers podcast, also of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.